passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Never get to the office. I think I'm going to cry.
What's happened, Pat?
You know what's happened. The most wonderful thing, and it's all your fault. Henry Slater's been here.
Oh.
Okay. What you've done for me.
Oh, nonsense.
It's so beautiful. I can't believe it.
Pat, that's silly.
Me. Big old Pat. Owning the Wakefield Real Estate Office.
If you want it.
Want it? My own business. I can't believe it. Mr. Slater said the Wakefield estate would sell it to me. And then when he named the price, I would have laughed if I hadn't come apart. That's no sale. That's a Santa Claus.
Oh.
Oh, you did it, Kate. You shouldn't have.
Well, Henry liked the idea, too.
Well, I'll bet you twisted his arm.
Oh.
But why me?
Well, we've worked together here for 3 years. Ever since Tom died. You've seen me through some pretty bad times, and you know the business better than anyone in Bellhaven. You should have it.
But, Kate, suppose this city job doesn't work out for you.
I'll find something that will.
But you wouldn't come back to Bellhaven?
I don't know, Pat. I love Bellhaven, but right now... Well, there are a lot of things I want to forget. Sometimes I even want to forget the name Wakefield.
Henry, you are a delightful escort. Lunch was lovely.
That's quite a compliment from a world traveler.
To tell you the truth, Henry, that cornbread tasted better to me today than all the fancy pastries I've ever had.
Does that mean you're getting a little fonder of our quiet town?
No. Arthur used to talk a lot about roots. I'm beginning to think about them myself. Well... I've enjoyed every minute, except...
Except what?
The last five.
My dear Isabel...
I think you are making entirely too much fuss over this business with Kate, about Stephen Wolfe.
You'd have to leave that to my judgment.
Henry, you sound just like Arthur Wakefield now.
I intended to. There are some things that Kate needs a little guidance on.
Well, if you try that, you'll send her flying out of Bellhaven for good. Stephen Wolfe wanted to talk to her, God knows why, so she saw him. And she came home, apparently unscathed.
Apparently. Besides saying nothing to anyone.
It was her business,
It was
Henry.
Pure folly. Wolfe didn't come back to Bellhaven to make a social call.
Well, what do you think he came back for?
That's what I'd like to know.
So, he wants something. When a man's been in prison for perjury and barred from practicing law, he probably wants a great deal. Sympathy? Money?
Kate's in no position to offer him either.
I'm sure she wouldn't. Not money, anyhow.
Who knows?
Henry, if this man Wolfe is so disreputable, why did Arthur have anything to do with him?
He wasn't discredited when Arthur knew him. He was a smart criminal lawyer. They hadn't caught up with him.
Well, what could Tom have done?
What do you mean, my dear?
Henry, are you being quite candid with me?
You're asking the questions. I can only answer them.
Well, then you're not telling me everything.
Isabel, my dear.
That was rather rude of me, wasn't it? But this isn't like you, Henry. You sound almost afraid of that.
I'm not afraid of any man. I'm afraid for Kate. She must not be dragged back into those years with Tom again.
Or that I agree with.
She's in an odd mood these days. She talked to you, I'm sure, about the Wakefield Real Estate Office.
No.
Well, she made a sudden decision, called me, and it's done.
What's done?
She wants Pat to have it.
Oh. Well, can you give somebody business just like that?
Well, there's a nominal price for goodwill and a lot of details to be worked out. Taxes, rent, etc. But it's virtually a gift.
I think that's just beautiful. What it will mean to Pat and her young husband.
You're as impractical as Kate.
Oh, come on.
Of course, it was kind and generous. But Kate seems to be cutting loose from everything these days. Even good advice.
Well, at least Wolf can't get any money from her.
He might get something much more valuable.
What?
Her confidence.
Oh, you're out here, Kate. This rose garden must have been beautiful once, Isabel.
27 varieties.
Oh, it's a shame the place can't be kept that way.
Yeah, it takes an awful lot of money these days. Well, I just had lunch with Henry.
Oh, great.
You are worrying him a great deal.
I know. Isabel, he's a wonderful man, and I've loved him ever since I knew him, but just because he's executive for the Wakefields, do you think that he should... Well, is it his business what I do?
Not if you put it that way. But he does love you, Kate. He is deeply concerned.
Oh, he told me what you'd done about the office.
Well, it just made sense.
Pat would be so good at it. And if you're going to break ties, well, you better just break them.
I suppose so.
Kate,
you haven't told me about your meeting with that man, Stephen Wolf. Was he fascinating?
That's what you and Henry have really been talking about, isn't it?
Well, Henry took a dim view of it.
Of course he did. And I don't know why. Mr. Wolf is a pathetic little man. He's very courteous. He talked to me quite frankly. He's been in prison. He can't practice law anymore. He has no friends. But before all that happened, Isabel, he did a great deal for Tom.
Did he say what?
Yes. He told me what nobody in the Wakefield family would tell me.
What was that, Kate?
The truth. About Tom's accident. That girl didn't step in the way of Tom's car that night. He ran her down 15 feet off the road. He was so drunk.
Oh, my dear.
And all that horrible talk was true.
Kate, that's all past. You can't change
it. I can't change it, no, but I can't forget it either. Or what Stephen Wolf did to help my husband. Isabel. I've just thought of something. Remember that envelope in Dad Wakefield's files?
Hey, you got a minute, Henry?
Yes, I'm about through for the day.
Do we run this announcement tomorrow about the Wakefield real estate office sold to Pat Murray?
Yes.
I wasn't sure it was final.
It's final.
Henry, has Kate told you yet what Stephen Wolf wanted?
She hasn't elected to discuss it with me.
You have to remember, Henry, that she's been held down a long time. Maybe she's got to breathe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Henry. Yeah. Hi, David.
Come in, my dear.
Hey.
I'm interrupting.
It's our good fortune.
I wanted to see you alone, Henry, if you don't mind, David.
Is that a hint?
It's the booth, my boy.
Now, there's something I understand. I'll see you, Kate.
Yes, David.
Well, my dear, this is a pleasure.
Well, I know how annoyed you are with me.
Not annoyed, Kate. I couldn't be. But very much concerned.
Right. I saw Stephen Wolf.
Hmm?
And he doesn't want anything. Not anything at all. But he did tell me the truth about Tom's accident.
Is that all?
Isn't that enough? I'll be grateful to him for what he did for Tom and for what he thinks of Tom as long as I live.
I see.
Oh, Henry, he's a harmless little man who hasn't anybody now. Well, that's not what I'm here for. Henry, do you remember that envelope I found in Dad Wakefield's file and gave to you? It has the name Stephen Wolf on the outside.
I have it.
Mr. Wolf told me that Tom had promised him some kind of letter or document of appreciation, and he never received it.
And you think it was in that envelope?
It might have been.
That envelope contained canceled checks. Very large checks that Arthur paid to Stephen Wolf.
Oh. And that's all?
That's all, Kate. Here. I was working on the file because of your gift to Pat. Well, here's the envelope. See? Canceled checks. That's all.
Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Authors Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Authors Studio is brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
My word as a writer, no, as a gentleman. Writers are renowned liars. But how else could they imagine all they invent on paper? Why, without my celebrated talent for lies and fancies, Vanity Fair would not be written. So, you have my word as a gentleman that you shall make the acquaintance of only one more member of the Crawley clan. I'm utterly exhausted writing of so large a family, and shall omit the Shropshire branch. One more only. Captain Rawdon Crawley of the Horse Guards, Sir Pitt's second son. And let us delay no longer. At Chatham Barracks, Captain Crawley has just received a tip from his Aunt Matilda.
Oh, blast. Summoned. Auntie would be in a pet if I... Confound it, I wanted to play at cards tonight. And shall, later, with my pockets full of pounds from dear Auntie.
Whilst Captain Crawley makes his way to Park Row, let us make our way to Miss Becky Sharp in earnest discussion with her maid. Though it should be remarked that Giles is now companion as well as servant.
Miss Crawley's letter to Sir Pitt said nothing of Captain Crawley, not a syllable.
Oh, miss.
He was the reason I hoped she would come, so he would come, and now he's not coming, and you said he would.
Well, I didn't make no promise, Miss Becky. How could I? And don't be bad-tempered with me, ma'am. Blame Miss Crawley.
Oh, the captain for refusing.
Oh, he'd not refuse his auntie, not if he's to stay her favourite. She don't take kindly to no. Miss Becky, it may be he's been ordered abroad with the army to fight Boney.
What? Shot dead by Napoleon before ever I meet him?
Well, even without Mr. Rawdon, Miss Crawley brings this old pokey hall to life. Look, you've gone and done.
Oh, I've done no such thing. It's humdrum hall still.
Oh, for you, Miss Becky. Not for Sir Pitt or Mr. Pitt or Lady Pitt or the children. Or for me.
A pretty compliment, and I thank you. Oh, now tell me, why does Miss Crawley not bring her own maid?
Well, I expect for the reason she does all she does. To set Sir Pitt's teeth on edge.
Giles, whatever would I do without you? I couldn't bear this dreary place. Do you know what servant she'll have?
Oh, who can tell? Not poor Kate again, I expect. Last summer, Miss Crawley had had in a terrible state, the whole of her state.
Oh, I know. Her letter to Sir Pitt said, kindly provide me with a maidservant superior to the witless case you foisted upon me last year.
Well, Kate's a good nice girl. A fear to Miss Crawley is all. That old woman would jostle the wits of anyone.
Yours? Oh, no, not you. No one could do that to you, I'm certain, no more than to me. But she does it to the whole Crawley tribe. That is, her money does.
Her and her money. Oh, 'tis a terrible mixture.
Giles, I just now said, whatever would I do without you? I think I shall find out.
Beg pardon?
Yes. I mean to do without you.
Miss Becky, what did I do? What did I say?
Everything you've done and said persuades me.
And I thought I'd pleased you. I believed you liked me. Well, this is a pretty pickle, I must say. You did pretend I suited, and now without a hand to you, I'm sacked. Well, I can tell you I was mistook about you, too, Miss Sharp. Yes, I was.
Oh, hush. Leave off that red-headed temper and let me finish. I'm not sacking you, never. I am lending you to Miss Crawley.
What?
You heard. I can do with poor Kate for a bit.
Why?
Oh, now who is witless? Can you not guess?
No, ma'am, I don't see no sense. Oh, you want the old biddy to like you straight off.
There, you're as clever as I counted on.
I'm to tell her you sent me.
And what a wrench it was for me to spare you.
Oh, and tell her ever so many good things about Miss Rebecca Sharp.
What? Oh, dear, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, so you could, couldn't you?
Yeah, and tell you all she says and all I learn of Mr. Rawdon. What a lovely notion.
Why, I don't believe you'll even mind leaving me.
Oh, no, miss, for I won't have left you. Never. But it may be you'll leave me.
I leave you?
When Miss Crawley takes you back to London. For that's what you're after. I get Miss Becky.
Oh, I might have known you'd catch me out. Oh, I must get to London, Giles, and away from here. But if she takes me, I'll not go without you. Oh. Use my promise. Now, all I've to do is persuade Sir Pitt that you're to attend Miss Crawley.
Oh, you'll fix it, miss. You said yourself. Montel, you said it. I didn't. You said you could do anything with old bandy legs.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin, either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Captain Crawley has presented himself at the house on Park Row. Now, dear listener, do not ask how one so young, 23, has so high an army commission. By acts of bravery? Oh, no. He's not yet proved his valor in foreign service. But brave he is, make sure of that. A coward does not fight free duels. His aunt bought him his captaincy. Can we blame him for loving her? But do not unfairly suppose he is not truly fond of the old lady. He is, as witness.
Auntie, by Jove, I've missed you as I've missed my horse.
Well, I don't know as I fancy being compared to a horse.
No higher compliment, madam. I love my mount above all else excepting you. Now, give us a kiss.
Rawdon, how it pleasures these old eyes to see you.
Prove it. Ring for brandy.
No need to ring. I've rung. The brandy's there. Pour two glasses and be quick about it.
You're a wicked old girl, you and your tippling.
And you're a disrespectful young nephew, saucy boy.
Would you have him me like your other nephew?
Pray do not bring your brother in here to spoil our evening. A toast, dear boy.
A toast to the Prince Regent and the dearest, best of aunties.
Very pretty, but I should think you drink to your horse. Drink up and pour us another whilst we settle the business at hand.
Business? What business?
Tomorrow I depart London for Queen's Crawley.
Oh, gad. Gad. Don't say I am to come as well.
You are to come as well. The next day or the next, but come.
Auntie, let me off this year. Do. I beg you. I've plans in town. I've an invitation to Scotland. Auntie, if you love me.
I would put it the other way around, Lippet. If you love me.
Fair, fair, Aunt Matilda. I dote upon you, but I hate, loathe, detest, despise, abominate Queen's Crawley.
But we shall make it ever so merry.
Those infernal country dances, fiddlers from Mudbury screeching off key, Sir Huddleston Fuddleston's ugly daughters I must dance with and their mama matchmaking the while. Egad, spare me.
Now, Rawdon, don't be naughty.
Oh.
I couldn't abide the hall without you. We shall have great fun making sport of the bumpkins and watching your father and uncle pay me court. Tilly fancy, I don't know. They itch after my money. But you are my darling. Or are you, if you don't wish to please me? Have I been mistaken, dear nephew? Tell me, have I?
I think there's no need to write the end of that touching scene. You know, and I know, and Miss Crawley knows. Rawdon will go whither his auntie bids him go. And ladies, I bid you be here tomorrow. Your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor, and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier. Studio
has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro. To know you're the best you can be.
Hey, where are you?
Up in the attic, dear. My, you're home early.
Yes, I'm getting home early these days just to make sure you and your friends aren't throwing out stuff I want for your tag sale.
Right.
Ooh, it's hot in this attic. How do you stand it?
Well, I stand it because I want this attic cleaned out. These curtains we had in our first apartment, we'll never use them again.
I better save them.
No, that's silly. We saved all these things for years, and the curtains very seldom fit another window. They're either too short.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not throwing out those suitcases.
Oh, honey, that handle is gone. That canvas one has a hole in it. They're tacky, dusty, dirty. I wouldn't be seen with them.
Well, we...
Would you? Now, would you take one of these on a business trip, dear?
No.
No.
No, I guess not. Yeah, perhaps you could throw those out.
Well, congratulations. I think that's the first time in our married life I've heard you say throw something out.
Well, how do you know what to charge for things?
Well, that's another problem we can't agree on. I think Faye wants to charge too little for everything. And Evie wants to charge too much.
Hey, look, here's my old Boy Scout hat. Hey, you're not giving that up.
No, of course not.
Oh.
That corner of the attic by the chimney over there is where your things are. Things I know you want to keep. Stuff from high school, college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, I haven't looked through those boxes for ages.
Don't start dragging them out now, please. We don't want to get them mixed up with what we're getting rid of.
Aha! My old high school football suit. I bet a dollar I couldn't even get into it now.
I bet a thousand.
Oh, come on. I haven't gained that much.
Here's another old suitcase we could get rid of.
That was a good leather suitcase in its day.
May we get something for it?
Sure. Might even get $5 for it.
Oh, $5? 5 cents.
5 cents? You're not putting a price tag of 5 cents on my good leather suitcase.
You had that when you went to college, and it was old then. Your father had it, and he let you take it.
You're not going to sell it to someone for 5 cents.
No, sir. I'll put a price tag of 50 cents on it, then.
Here's 50 cents. I'll buy it. Here.
Oh, honey, what are you going to do? Hang around at the tag sale and then buy up all our stuff so I've got it all back again?
Well, you can always use an old suitcase.
For what? Name me one thing you can use an old suitcase for.
Well, all right. Well, what if we moved again? You can use old suitcases to pack things in.
If we move again, which I hope is never, we'll pack things in boxes and the movers will transport those along with the furniture. Look, I'd rather you weren't up here in the attic with me. As long as you're home, why don't you put on some old clothes and start cleaning out the garage for the tag sale?
So, we're going to have the commotion here, huh?
Well, just Friday and Saturday, maybe Sunday. Yeah.
3 days of strangers wandering all over the yard?
Well, it doesn't need to bother you. Friday, you'll be at the office, and you can stand one day. Saturday, can't you? We make a couple $100 from stuff we don't need or use, and
you
then...
You think you're going to make that much?
Grace Punderson and her sister made nearly $400. Of course, they had some things like an old player piano, which they could think $75 for. Wish we had some big items like that. That's really good. You know...
I want to get out of this attic. Too hot.
Yeah. Where are you going with that box?
Downstairs.
Oh, honey, that's not stuff to throw out. I told you that's got all your things, you know, that you want to save.
I know. I thought I'd look through it tonight.
Oh, darn. There's so much else to do. If you don't clean out the garage so I can start setting things up and carrying them out from the house for the tag sale.
I will. I get at the garage right after dinner.
If it starts now, then we
no,
can...
No. Right now, I'm going to try on my old football suit.
Oh, honey.
I am putting on my old football suit. 54, 27, 53, 29. Hi!
Come to the table, dear.
Coming right out.
Well, it's not much. It's salad and cold sliced turkey, and I heated up the leftover green beans. But if we're going to get to the garage tonight and get that...
Sky-U-Rama team!
Oh, really?
How do you like your old football hero?
Can't you even get the pants pulled up?
Well, just here. What did I weigh in high school, 25 pounds?
Now, you were skinny, dear. You were really, really skinny. Your mother was always worried about you.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. She worries about me now.
You were too thin. You look better now, dear, even than you did then. Even if you are a bit older. I mean, you're cute then, but handsome now.
I love you.
Well, take those old football pants off your ankles and let's eat.
Huh?
You want a glass of milk?
Yeah, okay. Hey, look at the photograph album I found. Pictures of all our old gang.
Yeah, well, let's not look through it now, dear. Pickles, you'll want some pickles. Do you want dill pickles or watermelon pickles or sweet pickles, or do you want relish?
I don't care, honey, anything.
I wish people would say something when you ask what they want. This business of just saying, oh, anything.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Look, hey, look.
What?
Here's my old teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
And my marble.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the steelies I had.
I don't know why you bring those things into the kitchen. That box has been in the attic for years. It's dusty. It's dirty.
Uh-oh, I'd forgotten I'd saved these. My golly.
Why don't you sit up at the table and eat while you're talking? Now I'm looking through the box. Elaine and Carl said they'd come over and help us clean out the garage, and they're going to be here.
My prize collection in this old shoebox.
Really?
Here, wait till I get this cord untied here.
Carl and Elaine will be here. We won't be through eating.
No, wait a minute. I got to show you something I don't think I ever have before. I'd forgotten I saved them, I guess. Oh. Boy, I collected everything when I was a kid.
That I believe. Here, I put some salad on your plate now.
I say cigar bands, bottle tops, match folders, candy wrappers.
I'm sure. There's some sliced turkey here, too, and the string beans are hot. That's a hard roll.
Here.
Like, you know.
My prize collection.
What are they?
Well, what does it look like?
It's like assorted small bottles filled with water.
Not just water.
What?
Go ahead, read the labels. Nile River. Nile River.
I see that.
Indian Ocean. Amazon River. Caspian Sea. Irrawaddy River.
Oh, I think your mother told me about it. Was your uncle somebody?
Yeah, Uncle Brad.
Yes, Uncle Brad.
Boy, about twice a year, Uncle Brad would arrive like a hurricane. You know, he never stayed more than a day or two, but boy, the stories he'd tell.
Uh-huh.
And then, Uncle Brad would reach into his pocket and say, "And here, my boy, is the Nile River."
Oh, Mother said your uncle's wonderful, too.
I'd go up to my room, lock the door, and sit there on the floor with my collection, just shaking with excitement. And I'd say to myself, "This is the Pacific Ocean. I am holding the Pacific Ocean."
Oh, isn't that sweet? How old were you, honey?
Oh, about 7 or 8. I don't know, 10. Anyhow, sometimes.
I wish you'd eat something. Carl and Elaine are going to be here, honey.
Here. This was my favorite. Timbuktu. Sahara Desert. Taken from. Here, it says here, Oasis in Timbuktu.
Oh,
how about that?
Huh?
And Uncle Brad would act out everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just sit there terrified as he'd fight off the natives with their poisoned arrows. And I tell you, oh, boy,
I know. Your mother said it was just wasted talent. He should have been on the stage or written books. But she said, you know, for anyone who drank like a fish and hadn't ever been 10 miles from Dodge Center, would you pass the watermelon pickles, honey? You know, this cold turkey isn't dry the way turkey usually is. Dear, would you pass the pickles? What's the matter? What is it?
What have you been saying?
I've been saying if we don't finish dinner, Carl and Elaine will be here to help clean out the garage for the tax sale.
I mean, about my uncle. He'd never been more than 10 miles from home. He made everything up.
But, honey, your mother told me that she told you later when you grew up.
Never. You mean these, my Pacific Ocean, my Nile River, these all came out of his kitchen faucet?
Well, I don't know where he got it, dear. Maybe from Will's Creek. What does it matter now? He made you happy. You know, we tell children stories all the time that aren't true. Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you know. Oh, don't empty them. Oh, dear, you've saved them all these years. Look, you're throwing out wonderful memories.
No, dear, I'm throwing out a guilty conscience. That's why I saved these things.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Brad died on my 10th birthday, and my mother canceled my birthday party. I was furious. Can you imagine? I loved him, but I was mad. Then I felt guilty.
Oh, that's understandable. Children are selfish, you know. It's natural, dear. Do you remember the stories he told you?
I remember all. One time, my boy, I was pushing my way toward the North Pole, lashing the sled dog through a fiendish blizzard, and it was 170 degrees below zero.
Oh, 170, no wonder you loved him. Oh, save this little bottle here. Oh, it says melted snow from the North Pole. Save that one, please.
Okay. Anyhow, my boy, there I was at the top of the world. Oh. And you know something? I think he was.
Everett! Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be. So take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Me, I can't see why you're so anxious to take on what has to be a hard job.
I'll explain in a minute, Caroline.
Phew. I want to work. And I need to keep myself busy to keep from missing Kurt too much.
There's a lot to be done in the garden.
No. Well, I suppose planning a newsletter for Jefferson Hospital is more interesting than gardening.
Not necessarily. It's just that I haven't much talent for the simple outdoor life. I hardly know a weed from a wisteria.
We don't have any wisteria.
Oh, I hope that's the mail.
Oh, darling, did you get a letter from Kirk yesterday?
Nope, the day before.
I wonder what Robert might find out about Kurt.
Nothing, I'll bet.
Well, it has to be something. He had to have done something before he met you.
It wasn't fair to put a detective on his trail. There isn't anyone I know who could stand to have their lives really looked into.
What kind of friends do you have? Anyway, Robert didn't hire a detective. He just called an old friend in Zurich.
Here's the mail, Mrs. Foster.
Well, thank you, Edith. Well, Lynn, you're in luck. I recognize the Swiss stamp.
Oh, Kirk, you darling.
I see I have some bills here. I think I'll surprise a few people and pay them early.
Darling Lynn, I loved your last letter, and it made me so homesick for the States. You may not have the Alps and cuckoo clocks, but there's a lot to be
said for Lake Michigan and the Tribune Tower clock. I'll think I'll be on my way soon. I wish I could be more definite, but be sure it will be soon.
You'd love life here at River Run. Caroline's been working like a fiend on the garden. She's driving our poor gardener to despair. When he hears her coming, he hides in the greenhouse or stables.
When you get here, you'll probably be in the guest cottage. It has its own kitchen, a natural pool, which I hope won't be frozen over by the time you get here.
Enough, good. I loathe other people's love letters. She's really tempting you, isn't she?
Who wouldn't be?
It would be nice if you had a stronger character. But then I guess I wouldn't love you.
My character, or lack of it, really doesn't make any difference. You and I can't afford to get married anyway.
Marriage does not provide love. I've seen more love outside of marriage than in it.
But if you hadn't been married, you wouldn't be getting that fat alimony check every month, which supports us both. Barely.
Did that woman in Davos do more for you than I have?
Well, she kept me out of jail. And Swiss prisons are no fun at all.
Why did you walk or run out on her, then?
Too much obligation. Never let anybody do a big favor for you. It costs too much in the long run.
God, you're cruel.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I know my limits.
Why don't you give yourself a chance?
I get all the risk I want on the ski slope. That's enough danger for me. Now, what do you think that investigator, what's his name, Noir?
René Noir.
Do you think he really knows who might have hired him?
He knows that it's Herr Hoffman here in Zurich, but he doesn't know who's behind Herr Hoffman.
If we could only find that out.
I've asked him to see if he could, and I've paid him to keep the whole Davos thing from Herr Hoffman.
That will help.
Why? Are you worried?
No. No, I'd like to know what's going on, that's all.
Just how many women have you run out on?
All of them.
Good.
Doesn't somebody always run out?
Not always, darling.
Oh, Lisa, you still believe.
It's funny. I'm older than you.
That doesn't matter.
No, listen. I'm older than you, and I think life has not been any kinder to me than it has been to you. Yet, somehow I know that when you hurt someone, it is yourself who suffers the most.
And as we say in the States, that and a bottle of iodine will take care of the hurt.
You always must joke.
And why not? Nobody loves a sad ski instructor. Bright smiles and snappy conversation are a specialty, madame.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
And your lady from Chicago writes, the gardener hides in the greenhouse or the stable. Oh, that does sound like money.
Lisa, we'd be fools to walk away from that.
We? Unless the lady has an equally rich brother, unmarried or looking...
No, just a sister.
Oh, that does let me out.
Now, let's think this through, Lisa. If I marry Lynn...
Oh, no.
All right, then. Will you marry me?
Darling, you know I can't.
Even if you could keep your alimony, which we know you can't if you remarry, it still would not be enough for us.
I know. We both have expensive tastes.
All right, so if I marry Lynn, I'll be next to a lot of money. We'll both be in that fancy, high-class, rich neighborhood.
What good will it do me?
Do you think I'm going to walk away from you?
From what you've told me.
It hasn't been like that with you.
I suppose you should get out of Switzerland if your Davos friend is looking for you.
Don't worry about that. I could handle her.
René Noir says she's found another man.
I'll bet that's Hans. Well, he's no competition.
And you just got finished saying you wouldn't walk out on me.
Lisa, I'm not going to.
I'm just a stopover between the lady from Davos and the lady in Chicago.
Oh, honey, I'm not stopping over with you. I'm staying.
That changes nothing.
You're right. We have to look ahead.
To Chicago?
The best thing for me to do is to go to Chicago and see what the Carter setup is.
And I stay in Zurich.
Come on, Lisa. What would my chances be if we showed up together? I can see us both in the Carter guest cottage.
If you marry this Lynn, what do I do? Look up Hans in Davos?
You sit tight here. When the time is right, you come on to Chicago.
And sit tight in Chicago. No, thanks. At least I have a few friends here in Zurich.
I will figure some way to get a marriage settlement from the Carters, or be such a beastly husband Lynn will pay to be rid of me.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
And why?
When you are beastly, dear beast, you're marvelous.
Well, I know that. Come over here.
Oh, you are heartless. You can kiss me like that while you're thinking of marrying another woman.
Daddy, I haven't said I was sure Kurt would ask me to marry him.
Caroline, this gravy is freezing the mashed potatoes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You think you could...
Why, of course, dear.
Then, considering the number of overseas calls you've made to Zurich lately, can you doubt that he knows your intentions?
There was a time when girls waited...
Yes, Mrs. Carter?
Oh, could you bring us some hot gravy, please, Edith?
Right away. When waited and waited, Caroline, it isn't like that anymore.
Nothing is like that anymore.
Robert, have you heard anything from your friend in Zurich?
Yes, your friend the Snoop.
Herr Hoffman is a reputable Swiss lawyer. He's just going to ask a few questions.
Well, I don't care what he finds out.
Kurt could be married, you know.
Are all lawyers so suspicious?
Here's the gravy. Do you want anything else?
Anybody want... No, I guess not. You can serve the coffee in the library, Edith.
And the port.
Robert, do you think
Thank you
should?
And the port.
And the port, Edith.
Thank you.
Has Daddy been imbibing too much?
No, but he's looking kind of gouty.
Oh, nonsense. I'm not rich enough to have gout. Now, you, Caroline, you're the one who has to work.
Oh, no, that's not true, Daddy. The social barriers have fallen. Anybody can have gout.
Yes, as I said, nothing is the way it used to be. Women can propose to men, the lower classes can get gout, and when you get hot gravy, the mashed potatoes are cold.
Julie, I haven't had it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can. With Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse have returned dramatic stories to daytime radio, and we'd like to know how our listeners feel about this new series, for after all, they're meant for your enjoyment. Won't you tell us your reaction, what you like and what you don't, whether you think daytime drama is a good idea or not? Should there be more of it in the future? Write us at To Have and To Hold, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Your letters are our best way of knowing what you like. Have and To Hold features Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Sherita Bauer as Ginger. Also appearing were Rosemary Rice, Vicki Vola, and Rita Lloyd. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Richard and Suzanne Holland and Mary Dornheim. And brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.